Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd, the director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature archived interviews in the collection, and today we have an exciting announcement, Doug, about a new project involving one of Kentucky's signature industries.
We've just launched Kentucky Bourbon Tales, an initiative that's a partnership with the Kentucky Distillers Association and a partnership with each individual distillery that participates in the Bourbon Trail to document using oral history the life stories of the individuals who have really built up this signature industry.
And we have a dramatic-filled tale from a couple of these master distillers from Heaven Hill,
where we interviewed Parker and Craig Beam, a father-son master distiller combination. And they talk about one of the most pivotal moments at Heaven Hill Distilleries, and that was a fire that almost wiped out the entire facility in 1996. In the first clip, Craig describes first seeing the fire break out.
Just sit back and watch it unfold, and just kind of felt helpless, you know. Of course, it was really windy. Then next thing you know, the debris off the burning warehouse fell and started flying across and hitting other warehouses, just kind of like a domino effect. And of course, the distillery was all at the bottom. And of course, it caught the brunt of seven warehouses burning, all the alcohol surrounding it. So I guess there was something you always kind of never thought a lot about, but you knew that it was always a possibility. So we were really fortunate that no lives or anybody got hurt, no lives were lost, and everybody evacuated out safely.
Certainly a catastrophic moment in the history of Heaven Hill. It must have been just devastating to lose all that product.
More devastating would have been to lose the yeast. The yeast is really one of the most closely guarded secrets from distillery to distillery, and in some ways is what defines the brand and makes it unique. In this next clip, Craig describes saving the yeast.
In fact, I just had got through making it about an hour before that happened, and we just put it in a cooler box that sat on the top floor, and so it was safe. And so, yeah, so several days after that, we were able to go down in a high lift and go up in the window. I think it was up on the fifth floor, and went through the window and got the jug yeast out and brought it out and put it in a local liquor store here in the cooler box till we found something else to do with it.
This really could have put Heaven Hill out of business. But in this last clip, Parker Beam talks about how the bourbon industry rallied to support Heaven Hill and get them through the tough times so that they could emerge once again as a leader.
Everybody stepped up to help us out, from Beam, the early times, the Brown Foreman, everybody, you know, said they would produce for us. So they did, and that got us out of that we were able to acquire the Bernheim operation in Louisville. So that really helped us, you know, not lose a step in far as production goes. Even though it wasn't produced at our plant, it was produced to our quality standards and used our formalization for what we think has made our bourbon over the years.
We're doing these interviews on video. We're interviewing primarily master distillers and those involved in the business, and they're going to be online and searchable as we go, so stay tuned.
Wow, sounds like a tough assignment. Dr. Doug Boyd, Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, has been our guest again on Saving Stories, and best of luck to you, Doug.
Thanks for having me.